big awards ceremony happening yesterday, and there's been various little things popping up about it for a while when Caitlyn Jenner was announced that she was going to be getting the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. People were not happy about that.
No, nobody's happy about that. Well, I would say a lot of people didn't seem happy about it.
Bob Costas was one of those.
There were a ton of awards. So best breakthrough athlete went to Monet Davis. Best female athlete went to Ronda Rousey. Best comeback went to Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots for his after he came back from his injuries.
Yep. Best record-breaking performance went to Peyton Manning. As well.
For being 60 and still in the NFL?
I don't think he had that good a season last year. Like, the first, like, out of the great gate, like, the first half of the season, he was really good, but the end of it was terrible. I know, because I had him on my fantasy football team, and he sucked.
Sports and weather are the only careers where you can have a losing record and still be like, hey, this is great.
Yeah.
So, Caitlyn Jenner, of course, goes up to accept her Courage Award. Here's what she had to say about it.
Whether it's about courage or controversy or public...
Please note, Caitlyn Jenner still sounds very much like Bruce Jenner. It doesn't the estrogen. I mean, I shouldn't talk because I have a Caitlyn Jenner voice. I have a tranny voice, so I get it. But you can't even try. Put a little bit of a pitch in there.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Whether it's about courage or controversy or publicity, it's not just about one person. It's about thousands of people. It's about all of us.
People.
Accepting one another.
Sounds like it's difficult for him to talk.
He's got that.
Accepting one another.
And it's funny because the more that I hear those pieces of audio, the more I think he sounds like our traffic guy, Robin Bryson.
All right, here, hold on.
Whether it's about courage or controversy or publicity.
Publicity.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old Furnace Road, still a good spot to avoid
good
this morning.
Good spot to avoid.
The rest of the
it is. It's an old white man voice. Good publicity.
I'm sure Robin will hate us.
Here's the thing. People are fed up, you know. They're angry because they're saying that Caitlyn Jenner booted off Lauryn Hill from receiving that award. Mm-hmm. There was a, and I forget her name, which is horrible. There was a woman, she received the Pat Tillman Award.
Yeah.
That she was a veteran. She had lost her left arm in the war. Danielle Green's her name.
Mm-hmm.
And she, which her story actually, she got her arm blown off.
Wow.
She was upset that she lost, cause it was her left arm. She was upset. She lost her wedding rings and her, I don't know the people in, I don't know what the terminology, platoon. Went back to where the incident happened, dug through the sand and rubble, found her hand and got her wedding rings back. Yeah.
That's actually,
which I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
So people are mad that they're saying Caitlyn Jenner, she's just, she got some boobs put in and now, you know, that's courageous. So I understand it. But if you're mad about that, LeBron James got the champion award and he lost. I mean, they're not real awards. It's not a real thing.
No, it just, and all those award shows are all the same.
It's all for publicity. Well, it's entertainment.
Publicity.
Yeah.
Entertainment. And TV ratings. I'll be interested to see what the ratings are for that show last night.
Don't you think it's more like that woman, Danielle Green, don't you think she'd rather be honored in her company than a bunch, you know?
The only awards that matter are Petra and Amy's local awards. Because it's voted for by the people.
By the people.
That's
you
all
can't
that matters.
Buy your way into that.
Nope.
They're back, May 2016. You have a year to step your game up.
Come here, come here.